Good morning. We're continuing at the Chayyarim, Kalal Samachay Simen Gimel. And the Chayyarim is dealing with this question of the idea of adding on brachas, which are not nizkir in the Gemara. Is that acceptable or not? So the Chayyarim says the following: Lefima shekasavti b'klal hey Simen Aleph. To the Kuliyama, I'm aware of bracha, the shame bracha. Ava pishihi levatala. So we know there's a chazal, there's a gemara in brachos. It says a person says a bracha lebatala is over the israel loisisa as shem hashem alakachol hashav. There is an iser of es hashem alakachol tira, mentioning Hashem's name for no purpose. So that's one iser. That's a mitzvah asay. That the raisa that you should have yira from Hashem's name is Hashem alakachotira includes in having the awe of Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name that you don't just throw it around for no purpose. So that is one issue. But the Gemara comes along and says that bracha levatola is worse than just an iser asay of es Hashem alakachotira. A person who says a bracha levatola is over the iser of lesisa that you're being noisy the Shem Shemayim l'shav. There's an iser to be noisy the Shem Shemayim l'shav. To use Hashem's name on something which is not true. This is one of the Seres Dibros. This is a lois say. This is much more chomer than just an asay. Now, does the Gemara mean it seriously or not? Does the Gemara mean deraisa? Or is this a din rabbanon? So Tosha Shita is that this is a din rabbanon. It's an asmachta ba'alma. I mean, deraisa, a person who's saying a praise to Hashem, is not levatol, it's not losisa. Hashem is wonderful that he makes priyagofen. He makes, now I'm not drinking wine right now, but there is an element of shevach and hoyd to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, I'm not over this at the Raisa. It's an asmachta ba'alma, it's a dindar bonan, because Zal said not to do it. And they made an asmachta, they found a pasuk to support it. The Rambam, however, is mashma to dindar Raisa. And the Magen Avraham, at the end of Simanish Tesvov, grapples with do we understand the Rambam to Mamash to mean is it in the Raisa or not? Because arguably he's saying a derech shevach to Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's not the Batala. So a person is saying a bracha the Batala has no purpose at all. So that is inappropriate, that's wrong. But a situation where a person is saying a bracha for a valid reason, he wants to say a bracha. So he's saying a derech shevach, so he's not urban is the Raisa of Lusisa by doing so. So the Chayyarim says the Kliyama Hamavarak bracha the shame bracha. I'm not mechuyev to do it. He means that he levatala. Al kavodim ein kan loisisa. You're not over loisisa the raisa. Upshita lo toisis. This is the opinion of toisis, and this is pshita. That's why toisis understands that women who are not chayev in mitzvahs asay shazvan grama can do the mitzvah. Can say a bracha. A woman makes a bracha on lulav. Asher kiddushono be mitzvosav. Mitzivano am tilas lulav. Hashem has commanded. Has made us holy through his mitzvahs, and he commanded us to take the lulav. Now, women are not mechuyev to take a lulav, so the Hashem did not command them that. So Tosfos says, how can women make such a bracha? And this is actually the opinion of the Rambam, that women, and the minhag of the Sfaradim, is that a woman cannot make brachas on mitzvahs that are not mechuyev. But Tosfos Shita, the Rebbeinu Tam Shita, multiple places in Shas, Kedushin, and Rosh Hashanah, that women can make a bracha. I mean to say Shazman Groma, even though they're not Mukhayyib. And part of the argument is because it's not considered Baruch Labatola, because they're saying it Derek Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another part of the argument is Sheikh Kedishonim Sabbat Sivonu. It's a plural language, it's referring to Klal Yisrael, and she's part of Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael was commanded to do this, even though she personally wasn't. Okay, so now, so the Chayyarim says, accepting the argument of Tosfos is not like the Rambam. And you do not have Lusisa the Raisa. So what's the only issue we have left with if there's no Lusisa the Raisa? With that being said, who's the way we write to make up new brachas? So this situation over here where we're taking a bracha from a medrash, that's not a problem. We keep in the muskar bracha zub a medrash. Maril also halacha l'maisa b'chein agroa b'chein ha-mavarach in enum hafsin. So the Chayyarim says that we have multiple sources that a person could make this bracha, and should make this bracha. The other hand, the Rambam says not to make the bracha. So the final opinion of the Chayyadim is HaMavorech Loi Hifsin. If a person would choose to make a bracha, he's not doing something inappropriate. He hasn't lost, he hasn't done any Aveira. That being said, the Chayyadim does not come out that a person is Mechuyev to do so. Just saying a person would do so, he is Morach Lehibson. Now, the Mishnah Brura in Simon Reish Chav Hei, Sivkot and Ches, on this Ramah that says not to, he says, explains because it's not mentioned in the Gemara, and that's the opinion of the Derech HaChaim. But the Gra's opinion is that since it's mentioned in the Medrash and the Meril did it, a person could say it with Shem HaMalchus, Vayim Rechiyodim Shekosav Gamke the Morach Lehibson. It sounds like from the language of the Mishnah Berurah that a person who chooses, Bizman is a person who would choose to say the bracha, Shem Malchus is allowed to do so. He's following the lead of the Chayyadim in that regard. Bizman will talk about some other details about the halachas of Parsha Patrani in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.